低头默祷。
Let's prepare our eyes by praying silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督圣名，晚上在这边聚集敬拜天上的神。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we gather here tonight to worship our God in heaven.
也感谢神啊，让我们过了一个新的一年。
We also thank God for guiding us through into a new year.
愿神带领我们这一个新的年度。
May God guide us in this new year.
我们来唱诗309首。
Let's sing hymn 309. Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告啊，愿主耶稣带领今天晚上的聚会。
Let's stand, kneel down and pray and ask God to guide our service tonight.
我们同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all.
愿主耶稣在新的一年继续加添我们各样的恩惠各样的福气。
May Lord Jesus Christ continue to shower upon us with grace and blessings in this new year.
尤其在新年的第一天，我们可以到神的面前来敬拜神。
Especially here on the first day of the new year, that we can come into His temple to worship Him.
我相信这是蒙神喜悦的事情。
I believe this is something that He will be pleased with.
今天晚上继续来查考耶稣雅记。
Tonight we'd like to continue studying the book of Joshua.
我们来看22章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
我们用个题目来看耶稣雅记的22章。
Let's use this topic to look at Joshua chapter 22.
就是化解误会。
This topic is handle misunderstanding.
我们人跟人在一起有时候会难免会有一些误会。
When people spend time with people, then it's unavoidable that sometimes we'll have misunderstandings.
在22章他们12支派弟兄当中呢有一个很大的误会。
In chapter 22, among the 12 tribes of Israel, the brothers among themselves had a great misunderstanding.
那他们怎么化解这个误会呢？
How did they handle this misunderstanding?
所以从22章我们来谈三点。
From chapter 22, let's look at three points on the next slide, please.
就是 这个事情本来是一件美事。
Which is that first, it was a good thing to begin with.
但是他的弟兄觉得这是丑事，这是犯罪的事情。
But their brothers thought that it was a bad thing, it was a sin.
那怎么样来化解呢？
And so how do you solve this misunderstanding?
我们就一点一点来查考。
Let's study this point by point.
我们看耶稣雅记，请把红线放在耶稣雅记的22章。
Let's put our bookmarks at Joshua chapter 22.
这个是在耶稣雅带领以色列百姓攻占迦南地之后。
This happened after Joshua brought the Israelites to conquer Canaan.
那因为河东的两个半支派啊，他们已经要求啊，摩西说啊，把河东呢赐给他们做牧羊的地方。
Because the two tribes that were by the river had already asked Moses before if they could have the land by the river so that they could farm there.
那么打完仗的时候呢，他们就回到自己的故乡。
So after they fought the battle across the river, they went back to their hometowns.
但是他们在河的另外一边呢，做了一个很高大的坛。
But on the other side of the river, they built a great and tall altar.
那这个本来的意思就是说要让河东的后代子孙啊，能够知道他们所拜的神跟河西所拜的神是同一位神。
And this is so that these tribes that were east of the river would know in the future and for their descendants to serve as a witness that they worship the same God as the tribes to the west of the river.
不会因为河流的阻隔、时间的长远，那以至于河东的人忘记了敬拜天上的神，河西的人所拜的神。
So that as time went by, the geographical divide of the river and also the passing of time would not cause them to forget the God that they were supposed to worship.
所以这本来是一件美事。
So at first it was a good thing.
我们看二十二章的三十节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verse 30.
二十二章三十节。
Chapter 22, verse 30.
二十二章三十节。
22:30.
请读。
Now when Phinehas, the priest, and the rulers of the congregation, the heads of the divisions of Israel who were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them.
这个中文圣经讲这个河西的人听到解释都觉得这是一件美事了。
Here it said that when the tribes to the west of the river heard this explanation, they thought it was a good thing, it pleased them.
我们再读33节。
Let's look at verse 33. So the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God. They spoke no more of going against them in battle to destroy the land where the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt.
所以河西的人以为这是美事本来要打他们，后来就没有打他们了。
So the tribes to the west of the river thought that this was a good thing, so originally they were going to attack them and they decided not to.
可能有内战的就得到的这个平静。
And so there was peace instead of civil war.
这是怎么样的一件美事呢？
How was this a good thing?
我们来读二十二章的一到六节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verses 1 to 6.
二十二章一到六节。
22 verses 1 to 6.
当时耶稣雅召了流便人、加的人和马拉西半支派的人来对他们说，主仆人摩西所吩咐你们的，你们都遵守了；我所吩咐你们的，你们也遵守了。下一个 slide
Verse 3, the next slide, please.
对，就是这个 slide 那我第三节。
Verse 3.
你们这些日子总没有离弃你们的弟兄，直到今日，并守了主你们神所吩咐你们当遵守的。第四节。
4.
如今主你们神照着他所应许的，使你们的弟兄得享平安，现在可以转回你们的帐篷，到主你们的仆人摩西在约旦河东所赐给你们为业之地。第五节。
Verse 5.
只要切切的谨慎遵行主仆人摩西所吩咐你们的诫命律法，爱主你们的神，行他一切的道，守他的诫命，专靠他，尽心尽力侍奉他。第六节。
6.
于是耶稣雅为他们祝福，打发他们去，他们就回到自己的帐篷去了。这里跟我们交代这些河东的壮兵这些他们很遵守神的吩咐。
Here it says that the strong men of the tribes east of the river obeyed the commands of God.
因为当时他们要求摩西说他们不要过河的时候呢，摩西跟他们讲，可以，你们可以留在河的东边这块地方。
Because earlier, when they had asked Moses for the land to the east of the river, Moses said, you can have this land.
但是有一个条件
But there is one condition.
就是
Which was?
怕后俩参嘛爱亲兄弟打虎州捉贼也要亲兄弟啦所以你们不可以在河东要享福啦要跟着 兄弟呢到河西去侵占土地，因为河东已经被我们打下来了。
Because the land east of the river had already been taken by Israel, Moses said, "You can't just stay there and then let your brothers have to fight themselves. You have to go across the river and fight, and then you can have this land."
那摩西这样吩咐呢？摩西后来过世了耶稣也继续这样吩咐了。
And Moses commanded this, and after he died, Joshua continued to command the same command.
那圣经上讲，这是神对河东这些壮兵们的一个吩咐了。
And so the Bible gives us this command that God here gave the tribes east of the river.
果然不晓得经过多少年应该不算月的了，算年的这些人都没有回家跟着兄弟一起打拼事业。
And actually, it was years, not months, that they crossed the river and still did not return home and continued to fight with their brothers.
我们想想，这是不容易的事情啊。
If you think about it, this is not an easy thing.
如果今天你被人家抽中去征兵去阿富汗打仗我看很多人都会觉得很难过。
If today you were drafted to go fight in Afghanistan, I think you would feel pretty bad.
但是呢，这是全民那个只要是有能力打仗的当然留一些人在河东，然后。但是大部分的人都要去帮兄弟打仗啊。
But most of the men of the tribes east of the river who knew how to fight and were able went there to fight.
这些人都是有孩，可能都有孩子、有妻子的。
These people probably had wives and children.
但是神这样吩咐，摩西这样说，耶稣也这样说，他们就把生命抛出去了。
But because God commanded this, Moses said it and Joshua said it, they took their lives and went across the river.
那圣经上讲，照着神的应许，现在你的弟兄已经得享平安了。
And it says here in the Bible, according to the will of the Lord, now your brothers have peace.
那其实这些人来到河西并不是没有得到什么东西的。
Actually, these brothers did not go to the, across the river to the west in vain without getting anything.
正如耶稣亚跟他们讲的，你们住的城不是你们修治的你们吃的果子不是你们种的树其实到河西他们得了很多的猎物了。
Like Joshua said, you did not build the houses you live in or eat of the fruit that you sowed. They actually received a lot of blessings by going across the river.
我们看第七节到第八节。
Let's look at verses 7 to 8.
马拉西那半支派，摩西早已在巴山分给他们地业；这半支派，耶稣亚在约旦河西，在他们兄弟中分给他们地业。耶稣亚打发他们回帐篷的时候，为他们祝福。第八节，
Eight.
对他们说：“你们带着许多的财物、许多的牲畜和金银铜铁，并许多衣服，回你们的帐篷去，要将你们从仇敌夺来的物，与你们众弟兄同分。”你可以想象他们真的得了很多很多的东西。
You can imagine they actually received and gained a lot there.
如果我的印象是对的在河西除了耶利哥耶利哥城被烧掉还有一个叫做，还有另外一个城被烧掉大部分的城的东西呢通通是可以夺的。
If I don't remember wrong.The cities west of the river, only two cities, including Jericho, were destroyed, but the rest had plunder that they could take.
他们总共呢征服了三十一个王
They had actually conquered 31 kings.
他们得了很多的财物
So they received a lot of possessions.
这是神应许他们的
And this is what God gave them.
如今他们要回到自己的故乡了
Now they're about to go back to their hometowns.
这是一个又高兴又有点舍不得的一些事情啊
This was a good and happy thing, but it was also something that was hard to give up.
舍不得是因为跟兄弟这个平手抵足征战这么久同袍要离开也是有点伤感。
It was hard to let go because they had fought alongside their brothers for such a long time.
舍不得实在是因为在这里看到神这么多的带领，实在觉得哇，有神实在是太好了。
It was so hard to let go because they saw how God guided them greatly there, and it was hard to imagine.
真的，他们亲眼看到约旦河水在踏下去的时候开看到一进这个迦南地玛拿停降。看到这个太阳月亮停止帮助他们征战。
They saw the river Jordan split when they walked into it. They saw manna stop in the land of Canaan, and they saw the sun and the moon stop for them when they fought.
哇，这个神实在是多么好的一位神呢
！How great is this God？
所以虽然要回去看到自己的妻儿很高兴，但是离开这个这一块河西实在是有点舍不得
So even though they were happy to go home to see their wives and children, it was hard to let go of this land west of the river.
我想这是他们的心情。
I believe this is how their hearts felt.
那耶稣特别吩咐，你们得这么多东西回去一定要跟大家一起分呢。
And Joshua gave them the command that you've been blessed with so much plunder, you must share it with others when you go home.
这些人就回去了我们读第九节到十一节。
And they went home, verses 9 to 11.
于是流便人家的人马拉西半支派人从迦南地的示罗起行，离开以色列人，回往他们为业的基列地，就是造主 借摩西所吩咐的得了为业之地。第十节，流便家的人、马拉西半支派的人到了靠近约旦河的一带迦南地，就在约旦河那边那里筑了一座坛，那坛看着高大。十一节，以色列人、啊、我们到这里就好。
Let's stop here.
他们实在是觉得、啊、这个神实在是太好了，万一我们离开了，那我们后代只是忘了这个神怎么办呢？
They thought this God is so great. What would happen if our descendants forgot about this God?
啊，所以他们想一想啊，动机很单纯啊，我们盖一个坛哈，那这个坛很高大，不是一个 model 而已哦，是比原来那个啊在河西那个祭坛还大哈，跟那个一样的啊，但是 size 大一点啊。
They had such a simple motivation. They said they built an altar, a model of an altar, but it wasn't just a small model. It was actually bigger than the original altar to the west of the river.
那意思就是说，我们后代的子孙哦，要知道说。这个神哦，就是河西那位神哦，就天上那位神是我们子孙的神呐、啊。
And the point was that their descendants could remember that the God of the tribes of the west of the river are the same God as your God.
那也让河西的人不可以否认说，哎，我们跟你不同宗同族同神哦，我们是同一个神的哦。
And in the future, the tribes of the west of the river could not say that we don't have the same God. We are not the same people as you.
这原来是一件美事了，原来没有什么大不了的事情啊。
This is not something that's unimaginable. This is a good thing.
啊，所以啊，他们就这样做了，筑了一座坛。
So they did it. They built this altar.
那从这一段我们到底可以学习到什么东西呢
？What can we learn from this?
我们学到哦，就是这个守神的吩咐啊，是一件很重要的事情。
We learned that it is important to observe the commandments of God.
你看到、哦、历代以来，无论是啊耶稣亚是摩西啊，他们一直在强调神所吩咐人应当做的事情。
Whether you're looking at Joshua or Moses, you see that they always emphasize that we must do what God commands.
啊、哦，那让他们可以去遵守、遵行神的话。
They were able to observe the words of God.
那他们如果真的是遵守、遵行神的话，虽然是危险的。但是呢，神的应许总不会落空啊。
If they're able to observe the commands of God, even if they met with danger, the promises of God would never be unfulfilled.
所以这样讲，照神的应许，你们的弟兄都得享平安了。
It's like it says here in the Bible, according to the promise of God, your brothers have received peace.
今天我们弟兄姐妹啊，在教会一直聚会，那很多同工都强调神所吩咐的事情。
Today, brothers and sisters, we have service in church all the time, and a lot of our workers emphasize this.
那有时候看到题目就知道说，哎呀，怎么又讲同样的道理呢
？And sometimes we look at the topic and we think, why are we repeating the same topic again?
那其实道理不在乎我们听多少遍，在乎我们有没有办法去遵守、去实行。
Actually, it doesn't matter how many times we listen to a teaching; it matters if we're able to keep it.
我们看彼得后书的第一章第三节。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书一章第三节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得后书一章第三节。
Second Peter chapter one verse three.
一章三节。
One three.
十三节。
I'm sorry, 1:13.
请你读。
Verse 13. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I'm in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you.
对不起哈。
Sorry.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
彼得后书一章十二节。
Second Peter chapter one verse 12. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth.
他说：“你们虽然晓得这些事啊，我还是要常常提醒你们呐、啊。”
Since that even though you know these things, I will continue to remind you.
啊，所以让你们在真道上可以坚固啊。
So that you can be established in the present truth.
啊，所以有时候我们道理一直听哦，其实就是要一直的被提醒。
Sometimes the reason we continue to hear a teaching is that we can be reminded of it.
有一次我到惠州去
Once I went to Africa,
一个同工跟我讲一个有趣的事情
And a coworker told me about an interesting event.
他说每次来这边都好像跟他们在刷一次油漆一样
He said every time we go here, it's like we're painting something with a paintbrush.
又重新再刷一遍
It's like we're repainting the same thing again.
每次来都是讲同样的这个五大教义
Every time we go there, we're still talking about the five basic beliefs.
建立他们的信仰
To strengthen their faith.
我在想，其实我们家里也是需要啊。
I thought we need this back home too.
你每几年就要再重新油漆一次，不是吗
？Every couple of years, don't you have to repaint your paint?
很多重要的道理，我们一而再、再而三的听，提醒我们自己。
A lot of times we continue to hear the same teachings so that we can remind ourselves.
那重要的是，我们真的要遵行啊。
Now the things that are important, we must be faithful to.
诸位，我们是没有想过，其实神的道理，只要你遵行，都会得到福气的。
Have you ever thought of this? That as long as you observe the words of God, we will receive blessings.
我们守十诫啊，第一诫对人的就是。有带着应许的一个诫命。
we observe the Ten Commandments, and the first commandment to man is one that carries with it a promise.
孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother that you may live long and prosper in this world.
所以你这样做，神要给你应许啊，给你福气。
So if you do this, God will give you this. He will give you a blessing.
啊，全世界叫你要爱神。
Now all the Ten Commandments teach us to love. The first four commandments teach us to love God.
那你爱神，你自然有个表现，你要奉献。
If you love God, you have an action, you have a sacrifice.
其实这也是一个带着应许的福气啊。
Actually, this is also a commandment that carries a promise.
你爱神，来亲近他，来祷告他，来奉献，在祷告当中，你得到他的回应。在奉献当中，你得到他天上双父的敞开。
If you love God, you offer to him, you draw closer to him, you pray to him, then in your prayer, in your offering, you will receive blessings.
所以神的应许都是带着福气的。
So God's commandments all carry with it a promise,
神的,
a blessing.
神的诫命都是带着应许的。
His commandments all carry a promise.
所以今天我们真的要去行出来。
So we must act them out.
所以我们不要单听到而要行道。
So let's not just hear it, but let's also do it.
我有一次一个弟兄在讲啊。听道理说要常常亲近神，我听了好久了。
Once a brother was saying how he kept on hearing these sermons about how you have to draw closer to God.
有一次哦，他啊立志啊，这个早一点起来啊，啊特别拨时间读圣经祷告。
And so he made a determination one day to wake up a little earlier to take some time to pray and read the Bible.
哦，这样做不到一个月。
He could not do it for a month.
生活当中看到神很多新的恩惠、新的带领。
And so he had not even done it for a month until he had already received.
哦，觉得自己很不配啊！为什么我只有这样一点点的付出，就看到神这么多的恩惠呢
？Blessings from God and also seen God's guidance, and he thought I've only gave a little bit, but God has blessed me and helped me so much.
那啊。耶稣也吩咐啊，在他们得到恩惠啊，啊，得到这么多财物、啊，要记得那个在河东没有出来打仗的、啊，你要跟他们一起分啊。
Joshua commanded them that you've been blessed, and now you must remember those who did not come across the river to fight with you.
这个后来的大卫也定了一个这样的啊，这样的一个规矩啊。
Later, David also set a guideline, a rule.、
在后面看守区区的跟在前面打仗的，你前面打仗的得到什么东西，要跟后面的同分呢、啊、
？That when you go on the front lines and you fight and you receive plunder, you must come back and share with those who are serving in the back.
啊，今天我们啊夫妻啊啊，其实都是同承生命的恩的。
Today, spouses also receive the same blessing.
啊。那所以先生有时候在外面工作，太太不一定工作的时候，这也是啊，从神的律法来讲，你要同分呢、啊。
For example, if a husband goes out to work and a wife does not, well, according to the Bible here, you still must also share it.
因为你们是一家人，你们是一体啊。
Because you are one family, you are one.
啊，所以常常夫妻吵架都是为了所有的东西啊，拥有的在吵架。
So often couples fight because of the things that they have.
其实这是没有必要的。
Actually, you don't need to do this.
因为你们不再是两个人了。
Because you're not two people anymore.
你们是一个人。
You are one.
一个人有什么好分的呢？
What is there to divide among one person?
现在的人呢，有的人经济比较好啊，结婚之前要 sign contract 先呢。
Some people today who are more well off, they have to sign a kind of contract before they marry.
这个 contract 就是说，这个以后万一离婚的话呢，财产要怎么分配、啊、
？And this prenuptial agreement tells you about how if we get divorced one day, how are we going to split this our possessions?
我想这个都不是从神来的旨意啊！哈
，I don't think this is the will of God.
那从这一段我们也学习到说，其实我们做很多事情，有时候动机是很单纯的，但是呢。也很容易引起人的误会。
From this, we also learn that a lot of times, even if we do something with a simple motive, people can still be aroused to anger.
因为别人不晓得你心中在想什么。
And they may misunderstand us because they don't know what we're thinking in our hearts.
那其实你很单纯的动机，有时候按照道理来讲，也不一定正确哦。
And actually, even if you do something with a simple motive, it may not actually be the right teaching to do.
像这些生活上很多小事情，比如说有的人戴一个十字架的一个项链，可不可以
？There are lot of little things in life, like people wear a necklace with a cross or crucifix on it. Is that okay?
那如果这个可以在我们家啊挂一个耶稣的像来这个提醒我啊要拜耶稣，可不可以
？Or is it okay to put a statue of Jesus in my house to remind me to worship him?
那如果这个啊。那到底你比如说你有一个很单纯的动机，也许你了解不是很多，反正圣诞节嘛，主耶稣生日啊，那挂一下灯到底有没有关系呢
？Or if we have a simple motive and we don't know much, we say, "Oh, Christmas Day is Jesus' birthday. Let's just hang a couple lights up. Is that okay?"
有时候你会觉得说，哎，这个是我很单纯的一个想法，就是为了要提醒啊，就像这里说的，我盖个坛啊，就是。 提醒我的后代子孙，我们是拜神的啊。
A lot of times we have a simple motive. We just want to use it as a reminder, a witness, like this altar here. We just want to remind our descendants to worship God.
我这个十字架挂在这里，是告诉人家我是基督徒啊，这有什么不对吗
？I wear this crucifix here to remind others and tell others that I'm a Christian. Is there anything wrong with
that? 我家有个基督的像啊，这个告诉人家我是拜神的，拜耶稣的，有什么不对呢
？I have a statue of Jesus in my house to tell others and witness that I worship God.
或者是我挂个圣诞灯，到底有什么不对呢
？Or if I put some Christmas lights up, what's wrong with that?
这个说起来是要从真理啊，继续探讨。
We have to talk about this from the truth.
我们再探讨为什么河东的人觉得这是罪呢
？Let's talk about why those to the east of the river thought this was a sin. The west of the river.
这个筑一个坛哦，如果是用来献祭的，这是绝对不可以的。
If this altar had been set to make sacrifices on it, that could not have been done.
我们看生命记。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
生命记十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
生命记十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 12.
十三节十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
生命记十二章十三节十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 13 and 14.
你要谨慎，不可在你所看重的各处献燔祭。十四节。
14.
唯独主从你那一支派中所选择的地方，你就要在那里献燔祭。行我一切所吩咐你的，神这样讲。
God said this.
你要小心哦。
You must be careful.
不可以随便筑坛献祭啊。
You can't just make altars anywhere you want to make sacrifices.
你要在我所选择的地方啊，你要在那边献祭啊。
You must offer sacrifice in the place that I choose.
啊，这个其实有个意表性的。
Actually, there's symbolism here.
这个意表是什么？今天你不要看到会堂就进去啊。
What does it symbolize? Don't just see any chapel today and go into it.
你要看到那个是。有神立神明的地方，谈神道地方，有神能力的地方，有神同在的地方，那个我们才去啊。
You have to have a place that carries the name of God, that follows His truth, that has His power. Then you go there.
这是一个意表啦。
This is a symbol.
但律法就是这样讲，你不可以随便筑坛献祭的。
It says in the law, you cannot just set an altar anywhere you want.
所以祭司会尼哈一听到他们这样筑坛呐，哇，不得了啦，这个是大事。
So when Phinehas saw that they built an altar, they thought, "Oh man, this is a big thing."
怎么可以违背神的命令去随从其他的这个风俗呢
？How could you go against the commandment of God and just to set up this new tradition?
所以准备要打他们呢。
So they prepared to go to war against them.
我们看二十二章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
耶稣雅记二十二章。
Joshua chapter 22.
二十二章的十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 12.
我们从十一节、十二节开始看哦。
Let's look at verses 11 to 12.
以色列人听说流便人、加德人、马拿西半支派的人靠近约旦河边，在迦南地属以色列人的那边筑了一座坛。十二节，前费众一听见，就聚集在示罗，要上去攻打他们。哇，这不得了啊！他们已经这个阿兵哥都聚集好了啊，要去攻打这些啊，拜其他神的人呢、啊、
？This is a big deal. They had gathered all the armies together, ready to go fight against their brothers.
那为什么这是一件大事情呢
？Why was this a big deal?
因为我们知道腓尼哈他们呐、啊，在经历这个旷野的生活跟打仗的生活，他们了解一件很重要的历史事实。
Because during the time that they were fighting against these Canaanites, they understood Phinehas and them understood one thing.
就是在我们兄弟当中，如果有一个人做错，没有悔改。那个人好像笑会影响全体。
They saw something happen while they were fighting, which is that if there is one of us that sins and does not repent, it will be like yeast; it will affect the rest of us.
我们来请读十七节哈。
Let's look at verse 17.
这是啊，腓尼哈跟他们讲话。
This is what Phinehas said to the congregation.
我们从十六节开始读啊哈。
Start from verse 16.
主前会众这样说：你们今日转去，不跟从主，干犯以色列的神，为自己筑一座坛，悖逆神。这犯的是什么罪呢？十七节。
17.
从前拜昆尔的罪孽还算小吗？虽然瘟疫降临到神的会众那里，到如今我们还没有洗净这罪。我们再来读十九节、二十节。
Let's also look at 19 and 20.
你们所得为业之地，若嫌不洁净，就可以过到主之地，就是主的帐篷所住之地，在我们中间得地业，只是不可以。悖逆主也不可以得罪我们，在主我们神的坛以外为自己筑坛。二十节，从前谢拉的曾孙亚干岂不是在那当灭的物上犯了罪，就有愤怒临到以色列前会众吗？那人在所犯的罪中不独一人死亡， 这个他们的一个经历就是说，你不要以为一个人犯罪，你家的事情那就没事了，跟我家没关系。
From their experience, they understood that don't think that if one person sins, it just has to do with only him or his family.
因为神看我们是看整体的。
Because when God looks at us, He looks at us as a whole.
如果亚干一个人犯罪，那不处理，那神不高兴，神就不祝我们，我们再打一个小小的爱城，我们就失败了。
When Achan sinned and God looked at the entire congregation and he saw sin, he did not help them and they could not beat even a small city of Ai.
有些人拜巴利昆德用淫乱的方式拜偶像，结果瘟疫就降临在以色列人当中了。
When some of the people worshipped idols, then the entire wrath of God was upon all the people.
知道腓尼哈拿了一个枪啊，跟随那些犯罪的人啊，他们正在犯罪的时候呢，一枪把那一对啊。男女啊，刺在地上的时候呢，神说这个人合我的心意，这个啊，瘟疫才止掉的。
And when there are two people committing adultery, and Phinehas the priest took a sword and thrust it through both of them, God said that Phinehas was somebody that he was pleased with, and that act was good.
所以我们家里有一个人犯错了，我们整家都难过的。
And so if one person in our family commits a wrong, then our entire family is sad for them.
我们整个教会有的人做错了，我们整个教会没有福气的。
If this entire church has a wrong, a sin, then our entire church will not be blessed.
如果你不处理，神就不跟这个教会同在的。
If you do not get rid of this, you do not take care of it, God will not be with this church.
所以有时候在教会里面有一种叫做 tough love，
so sometimes there's things in church called tough love。
你要爱哦，有时候不是说这个爱呢是一个很难的，但是必须要这样做的一种爱啊。
Which means that it is a love that you have to show in a very difficult way, but you still have to love in that way。
你看，当以色列百姓拜偶像的时候
，You look when the Israelites worshipped idols。
摩西从山上下来很生气，把滑板都摔碎了。
And Moses came down from the mountain, and he was so angry that he smashed the two tablets of the Ten Commandments。
摩西说：“谁站在我这边啊？谁跟我在一起的，站到我这边来。
”Moses said, "Those who are with me stand on my side."
那结果一大堆利未人站在他旁边呢。
And a bunch of Levites came by him。
他说：“今天晚上呢，你们要到你们自己的家里面去啊，杀自己的兄弟姐妹亲戚。”凡是拜偶像的，通通杀掉。
And he said, "You must go among your family, your people tonight, and kill anyone who worships an idol."
他是这样来清理门户的。
This is how he cleaned the people.
为的是要得到神的祝福，得到神继续跟我们同在，继续带领我们走这个人生的迦南地。
So that God could continue to bless them and be with them and lead them to the land of Canaan.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我们可以动机很单纯，但是我们也要对罪有一个很敏感的。一个感受。
So brothers and sisters, we can have simple motives, but we have to have a very high sensitivity to sin.
我们也挂一个十字架在身上，如果把它当成一个装饰品，让人家觉得我们是基督徒，我想这是没有什么的。
If I wear a crucifix around my neck to let others know that I'm a Christian, I don't think there's anything really wrong with that.
但是如果你这个十字架成为你这个遭到患难就拿起来祷告十字架，这个有问题啊，因为不是那个十字架有能力啊。
But if I now, every time I meet with a trouble, I pick this cross up in front of my face and I pray to the cross, now there's a problem because it's not that cross that has power.
所以这个装饰品是没有问题的，但是如果把它当成一个icon, 崇拜的 icon, 那就有问题了。
So this jewelry, this decoration is okay, but if we start treating it as an icon, a symbol of our worship, now there's a problem.
那家里掉一个耶稣像，家里挂一个耶稣像。
Now if you have a statue of Jesus in your house,
首先，耶稣长什么样子，我们也不知道呢。
First of all, we don't even know what Jesus looked like.
这个每次看到耶稣的像都是西方人呢。
Every time I see a statue of Jesus, it's always a Caucasian.
我怎么想都想不通啊。
And I can't understand.
明明主耶稣应该是中东人才对啊。
Jesus was Middle Eastern.
怎么会是西方人呢
？When did he become a Caucasian?
那主耶稣眼睛是蓝色还是黑色还是到底什么颜色啊
？Now, were Jesus' eyes blue or black? What color were his eyes?
他到底是身高157公分还是175公分啊
？Was he 150 pounds, 200 pounds?
为什么圣经故意把这个耶稣的外表都没有形容呢
？How come the Bible doesn't tell us what Jesus' physical appearance?
他就是很怕人把他弄一个像。
Because he's afraid that people will turn him into an image.
因为神是个灵，是充满宇宙万物的。
Jesus, God is a spirit that fills the universe.
没有错，你说我挂个像来提醒我拜耶稣啊，我也没有跟他拜。
Fine, you say, okay, I put a statue of Jesus so that it reminds me to worship him. I don't worship the idol.
但是造一个有宗教性质的像在家里面哦，这个的确是不太妥当呢。
But to have any symbol.Or statue of religion, and that's not right.
那有的人说我画一个活像在家里面。
Some people say I put a living image.
这个活啊 ，Buddha.
I put a Buddha in my house.
小小的啦。
It's just a little.
这艺术品呢
？It's little jewelry.
我也不拜他。
I'm not worshiping it.
但是我们知道我们的神真的是忌邪的神哈。
We know that our God is a jealous God.
那个有时候我们人很容易把心跟行为分开。
A lot of times it's easy for us to separate our hearts from our
actions. 你会有一个想法说，我的心不是拜他啊，我的心只是把它当成艺术品啊。
We'll think that my heart is not worshiping it, my heart is just treating it as a decoration.
但是其实这个在神眼中呢，在人眼中呢，
But what about
就是一个神的象征啊。
But in the eyes of God, in the eyes of others, it is in conflict with God.
更何况我们的经历里面，神常常对不起，魔鬼常常借着那个东西来做工呢。
A lot of times the devil will use that something like that to work to start his work.
所以我们对这要敏感。
So we have to be sensitive to these things.
有时候心啊跟行为没有办法隔离啊。
Sometimes we can't separate our hearts from our actions.
如果心跟行为可以隔离，那人可以这样说：那我去找妓女，我的心是爱我太太的啊，我这个行为我没有那个意思啊。
If our hearts could be separated from our actions, we could say, "Oh, I'm just going to go to a prostitute all the time because in my heart I actually love my wife."
但这个已经把道理完完全全的都扭曲了。
But that's already taking the truth and just taking it way out of line.
所以腓尼哈他是有一个义心的。
So Phinehas had a righteous heart.
所以像圣诞节也是一样啊。
Same with Christmas.
我们挂个灯。除非你把它说，你说，哎，我这个灯不是圣诞灯了
哦。I hang up some
lights. 你要取名字哦，像这里它取名叫正坛哦，不是祭坛哦。
Actually, they gave a name to the altar here, so you have to give your Christmas lights a different type of name.
你要跟他讲说这是什么灯呢？啊
，What kind of lights are you going to call it?
好玩的灯。
Fun lights.
那好玩的灯，你为什么要在 Christmas 灯要吊呢
？Well, if you're just putting fun lights up, why are you putting them up during Christmas?
那你可以在，哦，这个我们有时候真的是。要再想清楚一点呐。
Sometimes we have to think a little more clearly.
我觉得我们做事情有四个原则。
I have four principles for us when we do things.
第一个就是对你好，对别人好，我们应该去做。
For your reference, the first is that it's good for me, it's good for others, then we do it.
第二个，对人好，对自己不好，我们要考虑去做。
The second, if it is good for 对谁好？
对别人好，对我们自己不好，你要考虑去做。
If it's good for others but not good for me, you can consider doing it.
对我们好，对人不好，绝对不要去做。
If it's not good for me and not good for others, you should not do it at all.
对你我都不好了，更不要去做。
And if it's not good for any of us, then we definitely shouldn't do it.
那你挂个圣诞灯，那软弱的同龄来说，哎呀，你们家庆祝圣诞节呢。
Now you put up some Christmas lights, and then a weak member comes over and says, "Oh, wow, you guys celebrate Christmas."
你说没有啊，只是一个证据而已啊，只是一个证明我是基督徒啊。
And you say, "No, I'm not celebrating anything. I'm just a Christian."It's just showing that I'm a Christian.
保罗说吃肉让人跌倒，我就不吃肉了。
He said, if meat eating meat causes a brother to stumble, I'm not going to eat meat.
所以对你可能是美事啊，但是对别人可能会跌倒。
So to you it may be nothing, or it may be a good thing, but to others it may cause them to fall.
那我们要知道，就说所以我们就行事为人有一个准则了，我们心中自己有一把尺了。
And so we must have a measuring stick for every action that we do.
或者真的会造成很多不必要的误会。
Or else we will cause many misunderstandings that could have been avoided.
那如果真的把那些不干净的除掉啊，真的神会祝福大众的。
And if you really get rid of what's unclean, then God will bless the entire congregation.
常常我们在宣道过程当中啊，有注意到这样的情形。
A lot of times we see something happening during the course of evangelism.
有时候看到有些同工真的很有能力啊。
A lot of times we see some workers who really have a lot of power.
常常说如果他离开教会不再做工，我真的很担心。
And I think, well, if this person ever leaves church or stops doing work, then I'm very worried.
后来主耶稣把他们的错误彰显出来。
And then later on, God, Jesus reveals.Something they did wrong.
教会也做了一个处理。
And the church had to get rid of
them. 那你们反而看到一个教会一直发展呢
？And then why do you see this church continue to prosper?
这个所以神让人家看到，不是人在做工，是神在做工。
And this is God showing us that this is Him working, not us.
所以我们要常常想哦，我自己会不会影响到全体的圣洁呢
？So we must often think, am I affecting?The holiness of this entire congregation.
有时候我们基督徒的爱太多了。
A lot of times we Christians have too much love.
就好像哥林多教会一样。
Just like the church in Corinth.
你看我们教会哦，有人娶继母，我们都还接纳他呢。
Oh, look at our church. Somebody.
继母啊 ，stepmother. Mary stepmother.
Oh, somebody in our church married a stepmother, but look, we still love them.
你看我们这个教会的爱有多大？神的爱就是这样子，不是吗
？Look at how much love this church has. Isn't that God's love?
这个把保罗气死了，真的。
This drove Paul crazy.
保罗说，连外邦人都没有这样的事情啊。
Paul said, even the Gentiles don't do this.
外邦人都不会娶继母，你们还以这个为你们有爱心，你们以这个为夸口为骄傲。
Even the Gentiles don't marry their stepmother. How can you use this and say you have love? How can you boast
about this? 保罗说，你们要把这样的人赶出去啊。
Paul said, you need to drive this kind of person.
所以有时候有这个 tough love. 所以腓尼哈说，要新兵，要把那个不对的啊，把它拿掉。
And so that's why sometimes we have to have tough love. And Phinehas said we need to get rid of this.
但是其实，但是这个政坛呢，后来呢，他们就做了一个化解了，这个误会的一个化解了。
But later on, we see that this misunderstanding was solved.
我们来看他们啊，下个 slide 哈。
Let's look at the next slide.
我们看他们怎么化解这个误会的。
Let's see how they solve this misunderstanding. 啊，
我主要就是在 communication 啊，在他们的沟通啊。
Mainly it was through communication.
你看他们的沟通哦，是有代表性质的。
You see that their communication had
representative.
Of representatives.
我们看二十二章的十三节到十五节。
Let's look at chapter 22, verses 13 to 15.
十三节到十五节。
13 to 15.
来，请读。
13. Then the children of Israel sent Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half the tribe of Manasseh, into the land of Gilead. 14. And with him 10 rulers, one ruler each from the chief house of every tribe of Israel, and each one was the head of the house of his father among the divisions of Israel. 15. Then they came to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half the tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them.
所以这些人呢，去沟通的人呢，是有代表性的。
And so the people that they sent to go talk about this were representatives.
每一个支派一个首领啊，去做代表。
They found a ruler from the chief house of every tribe.
很多事情哦，你要先了解再答，不要你要做一个处理之前，你要先了解再做处理啊。
A lot of times you have to understand what's going on before you go fight or try to solve it.
我们中国人说不教而杀之啊，这是不对的。不教他就杀他，这是不对的。
It's not right to go kill somebody without teaching him first.
所以要先了解情况。
So first you must understand the situation.
有时候我们遇到一个事情，我们都私底下这样子流传传言，然后背后说话，不一定是好事情。
Sometimes when things happen and we just go behind somebody's back or we spread rumors or gossip, this isn't a good thing.
有时候我们要派相关的人一起来探讨这件事情的情形。
Often we should send a representative out to go talk about what's going on.
当然他们也指出了为什么你们这样做不对的理由啦。
And so they talked about why this was bad.
这是我们刚读过的16节。
Which is what we've read before in
verse 16. 因为这是干犯神啊。
They said that this is a treachery against God.
违背神，你们这样子做是罪啦。
That if you've done this, you've turned away from God. You've
因为在他们的想法，你主坛当然就是要献祭啊，那自己献祭当然是不对的。
Because from their way of thinking, when you build an altar, it's to make a sacrifice, and that's wrong.
那他们也不在这个 communication 上面哦，在这个沟通上面，他们也提供一个方法，让他们走下来哈，就是说有个方法可以让他们走下台阶。
And so they also had a method. It wasn't just communication. They had a method of resolving this.
就是说你们哦，如果觉得这个地方不好哦，那你到我们河西来住好了啦。
Which is they told them, if it's not good to live on the east of the river, why don't you come live with us to the west of the river?
其实真理的实践大过于人跟人之间的利益哦，所以真理的实践胜于利益的追求。真理的一个实施啊 ，practice truth is more important.
So it's more important to practice the truth.
那你看他们在沟通当中，你会觉得他们都是以神做一个本位，以真理做本位，以神做本位在沟通的。
And so you notice that when they communicated back and forth, they used God as the central focus of their communication.
那了解到河西的人想法，河东人怎么说呢
？And once those to the east of the river understood what the people on the west of the river were saying, what did they say?
河东呢？河东人怎么说呢
？How did those to the east of the river say?
我们看二十一节哈。
Let's look at verse 21.
于是流便人家的人、马拉西半支派的人回答以色列军中的统领说：“二十二节。
22.
大能者主。”神主大能者神主他是知道以色列人也必知道我们若有违背的意识或是干犯主愿你今日不保佑我们二十三节为自己族坛要转去不跟从主或者将燔祭素祭平安祭献在坛上愿主亲自讨伐我们的罪二十四节我们行这事并非无故的是特意做的说恐怕日后你们的子孙对我们的子孙说你们与主以色列的神有何关系呢好 到这里、哦、你看到他们一开口就是大能的神、啊、主大能的神主就是以神作本位、啊、在沟通的
You notice once they open their mouths they say the Lord God of gods they use God as their focus
所以今天我们谈事情、哦、我们要看神的心意是什么我们尊神为大
So when we talk about things today we need to treat God as we need to base things on God
如果以自己为本位、哦、常常会出问题
If I base things on me or use me as the focus a lot of times there will be problems
最近看一则新闻、啊、台湾某一个单位的副院长啊，这个辞职。
I recently saw news out of Taiwan where a
某一个 中研院吧，某一个就是有一个高官辞职，一个 officer resign。
Where an officer recently had to resign。
那为什么他辞职呢
？Why did he have to resign？
听说他这个到立法院去被人家质询了。
立法院被人家质询。
他被人家问问题呀、
啊。He was interrogator asked a question by somebody。
那被人家问到这个气到哭了。
And he was interrogated to the point where he got angry and even cried.
最后就辞职了。
In the end, he had to resign his position.
这个我们沟通的时候，有时候会以人做，以自己的血气来沟通。
A lot of times when we communicate from our own flesh and our own
在以色列 personality. 在以色列历史当中，这种事情很多。
Actually, we see this happen a lot in the history of Israel.
你知道在四世纪啊
？You know, in Judges.
便雅悯支派差点被杀光光了。
The tribe of Benjamin was almost completely annihilated.
就是在沟通上面没有沟通好。
And it was because they did not communicate well.
你看那个大卫啊，逃亡回来啊。
You see when David had to flee his throne and when he came back.
那犹大支派跟以色列众支派要去接王。
And the tribes of Judah and most of the tribes of Israel went to go receive him.
那结果在接王当中呢，大家意见不合啊。
When they were in the process of receiving David the king back, they had different opinions.
那圣经上讲犹太人那个支派哦，他讲话很硬啊，特别硬。
The Bible says that the tribes of Judah spoke very harshly.
以色列人就说啊，我们跟大卫没有关了，十八就起来啊，叫大家脱离啊，脱离大卫王啊。
The tribes of Israel said, "What do we have to do with the house of David?" And they all left and left the king.
所以我们发觉到沟通是好，但是一定要以神本。以耶稣的心来做沟通，耶稣说我是柔和谦卑的。
So we find that communication is good, but we have to focus our communication based on Jesus, because Jesus said, "I am humble and I am meek."
最后他们的论点就是说，我们这个坛不是用来献祭的啦。
And so in the end, the Eastern tribe said that we did not build this altar to make sacrifices.
是以后你们的子孙不会说我们的子孙呢不能拜神呐、啊，不能拜天上的神呐、啊。
Serve as a witness, so in the future, your descendants cannot say to our descendants that you cannot worship the Lord.
所以给他取一个名字啊，这个坛取一个名字、啊。
So they gave this altar a name.
我们来看三十四节。
Let's look at verse 34.
流便人家的人给坛起名叫正坛，这个是点点点的哦。那意思就是说，在坛这坛在我们中间，证明主是神。
Here they call the altar witness, for it is a witness between us that Lord is God.
英文讲 witness 是吧？所以这就是一个正坛呐，哦，就是一个做证据的坛呐。
And so this altar served as a witness.
那当然，这个不是用来献祭的啊。当然，以色列人就。河东的人就河西的人就了解了，那整个事情就没有没事了。
And of course, since this altar was not built for making sacrifices, the Western tribes were understood and they were.
那弟兄姐妹，我们对于解决这个误会到底学到什么
？So brothers and sisters, from solving and handling this misunderstanding, what do we learn?
我们觉得哦，有一个距离呀、啊，比如说一条河的距离。
We find that when there's distance, for example, distance caused by a river.
有时候亲兄弟呀、啊，也会彼此误会。
Because of this distance, even brothers will have misunderstandings.
那误会如果没有好好处理啊，有时候会灭种灭族。
And if misunderstandings are not well resolved, then it could result in destruction.
所以我们要学习怎么样去沟通。
So we must learn how to communicate.
常常想哦，如果个人被误会哦，这是没有必要，不一定要去澄清的。
I often think that if one person is misunderstood,
不一定必要去澄清了，去解释，去 solve the misunderstanding.
If one person, an individual, is misunderstood, then you don't necessarily have to solve the misunderstanding.
人家对你有误会，对你的看法不喜欢，其实啊，如果我们心大一点呢，这个都是没有什么的。
Actually, if somebody misunderstands you or doesn't agree with something you say, if our heart could just be a little bigger, that's really not that big of a deal.
保罗说呢，我在神在人面前都求着有一颗无愧的良心呢。
Paul said that before God and before man, I seek a merciful heart.
我被你们论断或是被别人论断哦，我都以为是很小的事情啊。
Whether I am rebuked by you or by others.I treat it as a little.
然后连我自己都不论断自己呀。
Even I do not rebuke myself.
其实哈，日久见人心呐。 路遥知马力啊，这个久了人家就知道你心中在想什么了。
Actually, after a while, most people know what you're thinking in your heart.
有时候我们不小心讲一些话，真的会造成人家的误解哈。
And sometimes, if we accidentally say something, we could be misunderstood.
有时候我听个传道娘在做见证。
Once heard a pastor giving a testimony.
传道娘。
I'm sorry, a pastor's wife giving a testimony.
啊，她跟她先生结婚的时候呢，她不太了解她先生啊。
When she said when she first married her husband, she did not really understand him.
她很尽责哦，第一餐哦，尤其煮第一餐的时候呢。哇，都是尽最大努力煮最好吃的，煮好多，然后呢，摆上了热腾腾的摆在桌上啊。
That when they first had their first meal, she was so diligent and prepared such good food and prepared it in advance and put on the table.
而且他先生一坐上来，第一句话说：“啊，是要哪吃？要吃啥？”
And when the first thing that her husband said when he sat down
要怎么吃？要吃什么？
He said, "What is this? And how am I supposed to eat it?"
哦，啊，这个太太。我已经辛苦一个下午了，啊！你第一句话说要吃什么？啊，难道没有这么多东西，你都没有办法吃吗
？And she thought I've been working since this afternoon, and there's so all this food to eat, but you think that there's nothing here for you to eat?
啊，后来他才了解说，其实他先生意思就是说要不要那几啊，是要从哪一道开始吃了
？And then later she understood that her husband actually meant which dish are you supposed to eat first? What order do I eat?
结婚之后就了解，啊，我先生讲话就是这个样子的。
And so after she got married, eventually she understood that this is just the way my husband talks.
所以人跟人之间哦，有时候一些误会哈，就好像一杯水啊，
so、
久了它就沉淀了，就清了。
A lot of times misunderstandings between man and man are like a cup of water. After a while, even though it's shaking in the beginning, it eventually settles.
啊，这个不用太计较。
We don't need to make a big deal
神知道就好。
As long as God knows, it's okay.
但是如果是有关教会的方向，
but if it has to do with the direction of the church,
或是有关整体神国度的利益，
or it has to do with the entire body of Christ,
我们真的要求神给我们智慧， that, 要用神的心、去沟通。
Then we need to ask God for His heart and for wisdom to be able to communicate.
最近有个青年人、到外地去念书、
Recently, there was a youth who went out of state to study.
那个教会的聚会习惯就是唱副歌要站起来。
And in that church, the tradition was that when they sing the refrain, everyone has to stand up.
啊，这个青年就很不习惯了。
And this youth was so not used to this.
他很坚持哦。
And he was very stubborn.
人家站，他一定不站了。
So when other people stood up, he just would not.
跪到底啊。
He would just kneel down when they sang that refrain to the end.
那后来就他们当中就有一些辩论。
And then after a while, there was conflict between them.
我看我也蛮佩服这个年轻人的。
And I was very
I
actually respect this youth.
因为在他在跟这个长辈讲话的时候呢，他都用他的那个词句很会用。他说 ，I， 他用那他用怎么说呢？他说 ，I respectfully disagree with you. 他说我很尊敬的看法跟你不一样。
I respect her for her choice of words when she was talking with those older than her in the church. She said, "I respectfully disagree with you."
然后他就把为什么我们要这样做的原因跟那些长辈分析啊。
And then she explained why.She explained her reasons to those who are older than her.
我就觉得年轻人呢，的确是感谢主啊，主耶稣给他智慧。
And so I was very, I thank God that God had given this youth.
我们沟通真的是要主耶稣基督的心。
When we communicate, we have to have the heart of Christ.
你会知道说到最后两方面都可以彼此了解。
Then you'll find that in the end, both parties will be able to understand.
能够用爱彼此交接。
That they'll be able to accept each other with love.
能够在主里继续成长。
That in God they'll both be able to grow.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们能够懂得怎么样沟通。
So may God help us so that we know how to communicate.
愿主耶稣也赐给我们当中能够知道他的旨意继续能够和谐地往前走。
May our Lord Jesus also reveal His will to us so that we can continue to walk forward.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
We 们来唱310首好了，好不好？
Let's sing 310.
God yourselves are God's own field, fruit unto his praise to yield. Wheat and tares together so, unto joy or sorrow grown. First the blacks and then the year, then the full corn shall appear. Long harvest grand away, wholesome bread and pure may be. For the day of God shall come, and shall take his harvest home. From his field shall purge away all that does offend the day. First his angels charge at last, in the fire the tares to cast, but the fool forgets to store in his garden evermore. Heaven so low quickly come to thy final harvest home. Bither thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin, there forever purify, in thy presence to abide. Oh, thy angels come, rise the glorious harvest home.
Let's
kneel down and pray.